Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, May 7th, 2010, and we've got a show for you with new movies and all kinds of stuff, so let's get started, shall we? Last week at the box office, your number one film was Nightmare on Elm Street with $32.9 million. It beat the estimates. It did pretty well. How to Train Your Dragon was number two with $10.6 million. Date Night, $7.6 million. The Backup Plan, $7.3 million. And Furry Vengeance was $6.6 million at number five. This week at the box office, your big new movie is Iron Man 2, which you're probably seeing right now and not listening to this show. In the news, Iron Man 2 is opening with a new trailer called Super 8 from J.J. Abrams and Steven Spielberg, and nobody knows what it's about. Some are speculating it's Cloverfield 2, others are saying it's brand new IP, some new monster film. No one knows. There's a rumor that, you know, it could be a variety of things, so we'll have to see. Captain America's Red Skull has been cast and will be played by Hugo Weaving. How about that? Sounds pretty swell. A fifth Die Hard movie is in the works, and the script is coming along. Jimmy Fallon has been tapped to host this year's Emmys. A new trailer for the movie Machete by Robert Rodriguez has been revealed, and it looks pretty awesome. It was originally one of the fake Grindhouse trailers, and now it's an actual movie coming out in September. It's a spin on the 1970s exploitation films, like Shaft and what have you, starring Danny Trejo, and it seems spectacular enough that you have to go see it. Or rather, go see the trailer, because that's spectacular, and if that doesn't wow you, I don't know what will. Kick-Ass 2 is scheduled for 2012 already. Universal is working on a new Invisible Man movie, but details are scarce, so yeah, there's that. Rise of the Apes, the new Planet of the Apes prequel, is coming to theaters June 24th, 2011. That's about a year away, and it's going to be CG monkeys from what I'm reading. I haven't read much about casting, but apparently it's a heavy reimagining of Caesar's ape uprising in Conquest of the Planet of the Apes, probably minus all of the really cool allegories to the various race riots of the day. Alice in Wonderland has landed in the top 10 movies of all time as far as box office receipts go, bumping Lord of the Rings The Two Towers. Ice Age 4 is indeed coming, July 2012. It'll be called Ice Age Continental Drift, and it'll probably make $1 billion internationally. An alleged new design for the new Godzilla has surfaced on io9.com, and it's pretty neat. It looks like a step beyond the Millennium Edition of Godzilla as seen in movies like Godzilla 2000 and Godzilla Final Wars, and that was pretty awesome. Admit it, there's really a little Godzilla in all of us. I'm looking forward to this. The Boondocks returned to Adult Swim last week, much to my surprise and apparently a lot of other people's after being on hiatus for several years. The season 3 opener is currently streaming on AdultSwim.com, and the next episode will air Sunday. Alec Baldwin will host the SNL season finale, bringing him to 15 total hosting spots, tying him with Steve Martin for number one. So my guess is Steve Martin's going to have to open the premiere. Comedy Central confirmed Futurama will be back with brand new episodes starting June 24th, 2010. So if you're in the distant future and it's been canceled again and you think it's coming back, it's not. It's June 24th, 2010. Toy news! Transformers of BotCon. Skybite and Sharkticon figures seem to be coming to BotCon, according to some recently auctioned off figures on the Taobao Chinese website. It's an auction site. They seem pretty swell, and they're both based on the Energon Sharkticon mold, although Skybite has a new head. Other Transformer news include, War for Cybertron Soundwave is coming. Red Alert is coming, apparently based on the Sunstreaker mold, which you know what that means, and lots of new Power Core combiners have been confirmed as being on the way. You can find pictures on these and other toys on Entertainment Earth. Not all of them, but a lot of them. Check the website for the latest, because at this exact moment, I don't know what we've added. Hasbro is also going to be making roleplay masks of Optimus Prime and Bumblebee from the movies, and an upcoming Transformers Generation figure called Darkmount, previously known as Straxus, is on the way. That's pretty exciting. G.I. Joe, tons of new toys were posted and announced, including Pursuit of Cobra figures and more, new versions of the Hiss and Snowcat, now called the Wolfhound, as well as the new figures and mechs and all kinds of stuff. It's pretty cool. They're more realistic, so the figures are more black and camo instead of like neon and red and blue, but the sculpts are really nice, so I like them. Star Wars, new FX lightsabers and old FX lightsabers are coming from Hasbro. Mace Windu and Return of the Jedi Luke Skywalker versions are on the way. Removable blade FX lightsabers of Anakin, Obi-Wan, and Darth Vader are all up for pre-order now, as are Kotobukiya's chopsticks of Luke Skywalker and Darth Maul lightsabers. Kmart apparently have an exclusive Jodo cast action figure. He is Boba Fett's nemesis, first seen in the Star Wars role-playing game, later the Star Wars Boba Fett Twin Engines of Destruction comic book. He's got a removable helmet based on the Empire Strikes Back version of the Boba Fett Evolutions mold. And if the package sample is to be believed, it'll probably come out in the next few months. When, nobody knows, but other than the decline of Kmart locations, this is great news. Hopefully there's still one in your area. LEGO, new pre-orders of Slave 1, Grievous Starfighter, Plo Koon Jedi Starfighter, and the Turbo Tank are all up now on entertainmentearth.com. They're going to be great, and Boba Fett is a new figure with a new helmet. It doesn't look at all like the old one. The old one has a charm, the new one's more realistic, so depending on your toy aesthetics preferences, this could be a great improvement or kind of a step backward. I'm on the fence. I don't know if I like it more or not yet. Universal Monsters. Diamond Select Toys will be doing Mego versions of the Wolfman and Frankenstein's monster. I saw the pictures today. I swooned. They are gorgeous. If you like Mego stuff, you're going to love these. Ren and Stimpy Bear Bricks are coming from Diamond Select Toys in the U.S. They're big. There are Space Madness ones. There's regular ones. It should be pretty cool. DC Comics will be doing a Super Deluxe Kubrick set for the 75th anniversary of DC Comics. Includes Batman, Superman, Joker, Catwoman, Harley Quinn, and tons and tons and tons of Batman variations. So if you want like a great representation of most every Batman you could possibly want, including a Dark Knight Joker, get this. Diamond Select Toys put their Halo figures for pre-order for the Minimates line, including a Warthog vehicle and a number of figures. Master Chief, the USNC Marine, various Spartans, and more are coming. Ghostbusters. Diamond Select Toys will be doing a giant Ghostbusters neon sign of the logo. Coming in November for $105. The 7-year-old me would very much like one if you have a time machine. Please send him one. He will be very thankful. I'll make sure he puts a couple of dollars into a bank account, which should accrue a lot of interest for you in the future. When you have time machines, then it'll be worth billions of dollars. So think of the value by sending me this sign. It'll be great. New at Entertainment Earth. What's new, you ask? Well, come to our site and take a look, because we have hundreds of new toys. Lots of Hasbro, lots of accoutrements, but mostly Hasbro. Transformers, G.I. Joe, and Star Wars can be pre-ordered right now, and if you pre-order anything this month only, we will throw in, absolutely free, no extra charges at all, no shipping charges, no nothing, just free, a free, June Planning Nightmare Before Christmas figure from Japan. Absolutely free. Did I mention free? It's free. Thanks for listening to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. This is your host, Adam Paulus, signing off. Follow me on Twitter, won't you? Twitter.com/EntEarth, EntEarth. I've got a lot of stuff to do in the next couple of weeks because I'm packing up the home studio and going out west. Well, east technically, but west compared to most people. I'll tell you more about that in an upcoming show. So thanks for listening and see you all next time on the Entertainment Earth Podcast.